Okay, so you're looking for parenting support, right? Something that doesn't require like a PhD to understand.
Right.
And you want to feel calmer, more connected as a family. I mean, who doesn't? Well, this How to Stay Sane Parenting Toolkit caught our eye.
Yeah, it really stood out to me too.
And we had to dive in and see what it's all about. So we dug through everything so you don't have to.
What's really interesting is that this toolkit isn't just about individual families.
Right.
It connects early childhood experiences to the well-being of the whole community.
Oh, I love that.
Like raising emotionally healthy kids
Yeah.
actually contributes to a healthier society as a whole.
It's true. They actually say that community mental health outcomes are mostly determined by what happens in those early years.
Yeah, it's a big claim.
No pressure, parents, right?
Exactly. But instead of like overwhelming parents, the toolkit really empowers them.
Okay, good.
It focuses on practical research-backed skills.
So less theory, more action.
Exactly.
I like it. One thing that stood out to me was this whole circle of security thing. Is that as complicated as it sounds?
It's actually pretty intuitive. Imagine a circle. On one side is the child's need to explore, and on the other side is their need to feel safe and connected.
So venturing out versus coming back to home base.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the toolkit gives you examples of how this actually plays out in everyday parenting.
That's helpful.
Like, how do you respond when your kid falls down?
Right.
Do you rush in to fix it? Or do you give them space to process their emotions and then offer comfort?
Interesting.
It's about finding that balance between protecting them and letting them become resilient.
It makes sense when you put it like that. Now, they also mentioned Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Remember that pyramid from Psych 101?
Oh, yeah.
They connect it to parenting in a really clever way.
They do.
It all starts with the base of the pyramid, those basic needs like feeling safe, loved, secure.
That's the foundation.
Right. And if those needs aren't met, it's going to be so much harder for kids to learn and grow. You can't build a house on a shaky foundation, right?
Exactly.
So how do they recommend we build that strong foundation?
Routines and
Oh,
boundaries,
here we go.
but not in like a rigid way.
Okay, good, because nobody wants that.
They explain that consistent routines actually reduce anxiety in children.
Because they know what to expect.
Exactly.
It's like having a predictable rhythm to the day. I like that.
It creates a sense of safety and security.
So it's not about controlling them, it's about empowering them within a structured environment.
Right.
I've never thought about it that way.
And they go into the why behind boundaries, too.
Not just the because I said so, which
Exactly.
we've all said.
They argue that kids are much more likely to cooperate when they understand the reasoning behind the rules.
Makes sense. They want to be in the loop.
It's about that collaboration and understanding.
I love
You'll
that.
see that throughout the whole toolkit, actually.
That's really refreshing.
Yeah.
It feels like a much healthier and less stressful way to approach parenting.
For everyone involved.
Exactly. So we're back digging deeper into this How to Stay Sane Parenting Toolkit.
It's really something else, isn't it?
It is.
It goes way beyond just helping individual families.
No.
They really highlight this connection between early childhood experiences and how our communities function.
Right, and they're not afraid to make some bold statements.
No, they're not.
They say those early years are when we lay the foundation for community mental health.
It makes you realize how important our role as parents really is.
It
It's
does.
not just about our own kids anymore.
Right, it's about contributing to a better world for everyone.
Exactly.
Reminds me of that saying, it takes a village to raise a child.
It really does.
We're all in this together.
And this toolkit gives us some real ways to put that into practice.
Okay, I like that. So less talk, more action.
Exactly.
And they bring back the circle of security idea.
Right, that balance between giving kids freedom to explore and making sure they still feel safe and secure.
All within that circle. But how does that actually work in real life? You know, when you're exhausted and your kid's having a meltdown in the middle of the grocery store?
Well, they give you really specific examples, like those little everyday moments that actually mean the world to kids. Let's say your child comes home from preschool feeling down because they didn't get picked for a game.
Ugh, yeah, I remember those days. My instinct was always to try to fix it for them. Like, tell them it doesn't matter, or that they'll get picked next time.
Which makes sense. But sometimes the best thing we can do is just be present with their emotions.
Oh, okay.
Validate how they're feeling without trying to immediately solve the problem.
So instead of saying, don't worry, you'll get picked next time, we say something like, I see you're feeling sad, and that's okay. I'm here for you.
Exactly.
Wow, that's powerful.
It's about teaching them that all their emotions are okay, even when their behavior needs a little redirection.
Right, so we're validating how they feel, but also setting boundaries so
Exactly.
they can learn to handle those big
Yeah,
feelings.
and that emotional intelligence is going to help them throughout their lives.
Absolutely. Speaking of support, this toolkit is full of resources, and one that really caught my eye was that 24/7 AI parenting coach.
I know, right? It's like having a parenting expert on call any time of day or night.
Especially helpful for those middle-of-the-night moments when you're questioning everything.
Exactly.
But seriously, does it actually work?
It's actually surprisingly good.
Okay, good. Because it almost sounds too good to be true.
It's not just giving you generic advice.
Okay.
It asks you questions to figure out what's going on.
So it's personalized?
And then it gives you advice tailored to your situation.
Wow, that's amazing. Like having a customized parenting cheat sheet always there in your back pocket.
It really shows how committed they are to supporting parents. They get that parenting isn't one size fits all, and those challenges keep coming.
Tell me about it. Okay, so we talked about the circle of security, but I'm curious about how they bring in Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Oh, it's brilliant how they do it.
How so?
Remember, the base of that pyramid is all about those core needs.
Safety, security, love, the foundation.
And they're saying that if those needs aren't met consistently, it's going to be so much harder for kids to thrive in other areas.
Like learning and socializing.
Exactly.
Makes sense. It's hard to focus on your ABCs when you're worried about whether you're loved or if you're safe. And it's not just the physical needs.
Right. They talk a lot about emotional security and stability, too.
Okay.
They give you practical tips for creating that kind of environment for your kids.
Where they feel safe to be themselves, express their emotions, and know their love no matter what.
Exactly.
I'm really starting to see how much depth there is to this toolkit.
It's more than just managing behavior.
It's about nurturing their well-being from the inside out.
Absolutely.
I love that.
And a key part of that is creating a sense of predictability and structure.
Which brings us back to routines and boundaries.
Exactly.
The R word.
I know.
Every parent's favorite.
Or not.
I'll admit, I've definitely fallen into the because I said so trap more times than I can count.
We've all been there.
But this toolkit helped me see your routines and boundaries in a whole new light.
Oh, how so?
Not as a way to control my kids.
Right.
But as a framework that actually gives them more independence.
Interesting.
And helps reduce their anxiety.
Because when they know what to expect, it creates that sense of safety and security.
Okay, that makes sense.
Think about it. Even as adults, we thrive on routines.
It's true.
We have our morning coffee routines, our bedtime routines.
I know I'm a mess if I don't get my morning coffee.
It brings order to our day, helps us manage stress.
Absolutely.
And it's the same for kids.
Okay.
Consistent routines give them that stability, which frees them up to relax, explore, and become more independent within those boundaries.
So it's not about being a drill sergeant.
Not at all.
It's about creating a sense of rhythm and predictability.
Exactly.
So they feel safe and secure.
And within those boundaries, they're free to discover who they are.
That's beautiful.
It is a bit of a paradox.
It is. It's like we're giving them the tools to build their own house with a strong foundation and the freedom to make it their own.
I love that analogy.
And speaking of building, let's talk about what happens when things inevitably go a little haywire.
Because let's face it, tantrums and meltdowns are part of the deal when you're a parent.
Okay, and we're back for the final part of our deep dive into this How to Stay Sane parenting toolkit.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
From those big picture ideas.
Like community well-being.
To those essential everyday things.
Like routines and boundaries. Okay. But let's be real, even with the best tools in the world, parenting is still going to push our buttons sometimes.
Absolutely.
There are going to be moments when you just want to scream into a pillow.
Those tantrums and meltdowns, they're like a rite of passage.
They really are.
It's not about if they happen. It's about how we handle them.
Exactly. And I really like how this toolkit approaches those moments when things feel chaotic.
Me too.
They talk about parents needing to wear different hats.
Oh, yeah, the hat analogy.
We touched on this a bit earlier, but I'm ready to try those hats on now.
Okay, so they talk about three main hats.
Three hats.
The boundary setter.
Okay.
The empathizer.
Okay.
And the decision maker.
Gotcha. Break it down for me.
Okay, so let's say your kid is having a total meltdown because you said no screen time before dinner.
Classic.
Your boundary setter hat is that firm but loving presence that holds the line.
Okay, so you're setting a limit and sticking to it.
Exactly.
No matter how much they whine.
It's about being consistent and creating a sense of safety.
Because they know you mean what you say.
Right.
Okay, what about the empathizer hat?
So once you've set that boundary, you put on your empathizer hat.
Okay.
You get down on their level and acknowledge their frustration.
You're not just dismissing their feelings.
Exactly. You're showing them that you understand even when their behavior is out of line.
Okay. That makes sense. What about that last hat?
The decision maker hat.
Yeah, the decision maker.
This is where you stay calm and make the best choice for everyone involved.
Even when you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed yourself?
Exactly.
It's easier said than done.
It definitely is.
Which is why they talk so much about self-care for parents.
Oh, yes.
Because you can't pour from an empty cup, right?
Exactly. You have to take care of yourself so you can show up as the best parent you can be.
So true. Speaking of support, I have to bring up the 24/7 AI parenting coach one more time.
I was waiting for you to mention that.
I don't know, it's just been on my mind this whole time. It's such a cool idea.
It really is.
Like having a parenting expert available 24/7.
Whenever you need guidance or support or just someone to tell you you're doing okay.
Exactly. But does it actually work?
I know it sounds almost too good to be true.
Right.
But I've got to say, I'm impressed.
Really?
It's not just giving you canned responses.
Okay.
It actually asks you questions to figure out what's going on and then suggests strategies that might work for your family.
Wow. So it's personalized?
Exactly.
Like having your own personal parenting coach in your pocket?
Exactly.
I love it. So as we wrap up here, what's the biggest thing you want our listeners to take away from this deep dive?
You know what really struck me about this toolkit is that it's not just about giving you a bunch of rules to follow.
Right.
It's about changing the way you think about parenting.
Okay.
It's about seeing it as this incredible journey
of growth and connection.
Exactly.
For both our kids and ourselves.
And ultimately about helping to create a better world for everyone.
I love that. If this toolkit sounds like something you need in your life, we'll be sure to include a link in our show notes. Until next time, everyone, happy parenting.